we are also brought to you by HomeFit101.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com. HomeFit101.com is for those of you looking to lose weight. If you're having trouble, they have a great diet for you. If you go to their website, you'll see all these transformation pictures from people who have gone on their diet and how they've kept the weight off, which is a big problem people have. You know, they diet down and the weight comes right back. With HomeFit101.com and their diet system, you're going to learn how to keep the weight off for good. Okay, you can also go to HomeFit101.com/free guide if you want their free fake healthy food guide. It's going to give you a list of foods that are marketed really well as healthy, but they're really not that great for you. So again, that's HomeFit101.com. And we're also brought to you by PassivePaychecksToday.com. For those of you looking for online business ideas or passive income ideas, they have free business tools that'll help you out. Start a personal brand, start a website, all that good stuff. And you can also go to PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook. And you can get .com Secrets by Russell Brunson. It's a free book. You just have to pay shipping. They do have some upgrades that you can get while you're buying the book. But it's going to teach you how to build online sales funnels and create a value ladder to scale, to create and scale your online business. All right. So that's PassivePaychecksToday.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook. Welcome to another episode, everybody. Today we're going to talk about progress, how to double your progress, how to make your progress happen faster, right? How to basically double down on what you're doing, because a lot of people tend to get discouraged when working out, when going to the gym, when trying to do something, whether it's lifting, running, you know, anything that you're trying to improve upon. They become frustrated because progress isn't happening fast enough. There's nothing like progress to keep you motivated, right? When things are going well, you want to keep doing them. The reason people plateau or they run into these walls or they kind of get bored with stuff, there's a variety of reasons that this happens, but we're going to get into them. But the biggest one is they don't understand that progress is not linear. It never has been and it never will be for people. Okay, there's linear progression programs where every week or 2 weeks you're bumping up the weight on the exercises that you're doing, but that doesn't mean your progress will continuously go up with that linear progression, right? Eventually you're going to hit something, you're going to have to backtrack and work from there and build up again. Okay, so that's rule number one, is understand that progress is not linear. Everything comes in waves. All right, whether it's strength, whether it's speed, you know, progress, fat loss, progress in anything comes in waves. It's not always going to be a straight line up to the apex of where you want to go. Okay, so that's the first primary thing you need to understand about this whole fitness thing, this whole going to the gym, your whole health. Okay, you need to understand things happen in waves. They're going to come and go. There's going to be times where you're not going to feel motivation is another big one. You're not going to feel as motivated, right? Motivation comes in waves. Some days you feel like, you know, you want to go kill it in the gym. Other days you just want to stay in bed. Okay. Everyone experiences the same types of mood swings and stuff like that. That's part of being human. Okay. Even the people who are super into working out experience that sort of, mood swing, right? Or in relation to working out and stuff like that. So understand that patience is key. Time is key when it comes to these things. Time is your best friend when it comes to working out, especially when it comes to getting stronger, right? Even like bodybuilders, they say people in their like 30s and 40s are in their prime years for bodybuilding because they've worked out so much more than the younger people trying to do it, right? That cumulative volume that I always talk about, they have so much more of it because they've been training for years and years and years, decades on decades, okay? It adds up. It makes better muscular maturity, right? It makes the muscle more developed. And that's why they excel at that at an older age, okay? just the big concept you need to understand about plateaus in general, progress in general. Okay. It's going to come and go. It's going to make you feel like you're not doing the right things, like you're not progressing the right way. Just be patient. Okay. Another reason, and I talked about this before, is people don't take recovery and rest as serious as their training, right? They just want to go balls to the walls all the time with their training. They want to kill it. They want to max out every week on the bench. They want to murder their body. They want to abuse it. They want to, you know, just go hard, maximize to, you know, apparently, you know, to maximize gains and progress, but that doesn't happen like that. Okay. You need to take recovery seriously. And I always talk about, you're usually one deload week away from a personal best. If you feel like you're hitting a plateau, if you feel like you're hitting that wall, take a week off, take a few days off, at least 4 days. Okay. A lot of times deload weeks involve people lifting light weights, like really, really light weights, just to, you know, I guess not take a week completely off. I like to do multiple days completely off. Okay. At least 4 days. Just let everything catch up. And you want, and during these 4 days, you want to be sleeping, right? That's not an excuse to, you know, stay up late, mess up your sleep schedule. The whole point of it is to let your body catch up. So you want to stick with the same sleep cycle, if not even more sleep. Okay. And you also want to be eating more, unless you're dieting down, right? But usually if you're taking a deload, you're not dieting down. But yeah, you want to sleep more and eat more during those days. Okay. And then come back to your training. And I guarantee you, you'll feel fresher. You'll feel stronger. Just have more energy overall. Okay. Fatigue accumulates the same way strength does. Okay, I have to explain this to so many people, that the fatigue will catch up with you one way or another, okay? Whether it's you just gradually feeling more and more lethargic during your workouts, or whether it's from an injury, right? I've talked about how ligaments and tendons don't recover the same way muscles do. They recover much slower, okay? So a lot of times, an injury kind of puts people into forces people into this position of taking a step back and realizing that they had been doing the wrong things. They hadn't been recovering properly. They kind of took the power through mentality a little too serious, right? And this, that's again where you have to understand your body, understand what you can handle, and go from there, right? That's not something that I can prescribe for you. You need to work out this many days a week. You need this many days of rest. It's something you need to go by how you feel. You need to auto-regulate for yourself. And if you have a coach, you need to communicate that. You need to communicate that well with them. Okay. You can't leave them hanging out to dry, trying to assume how you feel, and you shouldn't be lying to them either. Okay. Just because if you're chasing a PR or something like that, you know, a personal record, personal best, whatever you want to call it, and you know, you're lying to them saying you're feeling better than you are, you know, you're lying about the numbers you're hitting, that's an issue. Okay. You need to be honest with yourself, honest with your coach, and learn when to take a step back. Okay. Understand when your body is trying to tell you something. I always tell people, bodies are very good at telling you what they need and what they want. All right. You just need to listen. If you tune in the right way, it'll tell you. Okay. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah. So getting back to plateaus, right? Those are the two things, right? Not understanding how progress happens in the first place. Okay. And then going too hard for too long, right? You're hitting a wall because your body's forcing you to hit a wall. It's telling you to stop, telling you to slow down. Okay. Another reason, again, could just be programming. You're not understand, kind of goes back to what I just said, going too hard for too long. You're not building solid cumulative volume in sub-maximal range, rep ranges, or sub-maximal efforts, because it doesn't just apply to lifting, right? In my head, I'm thinking of lifting because that's what I can relate it to the best, but it applies to runners, to basketball players, football players, okay? Understanding that you can't go 100% all the time, and progress doesn't happen when you go 100% all the time. It happens when you do good, solid work at a sub-maximal effort. and accumulate that volume of doing that. That's when you peak, okay? By focusing on that. I talked about in another episode about focusing on building strength and not testing it, okay? This applies to you people that try to max out on the bench every week, okay? That's, you're doing yourself a big disservice by doing that. If you focused on doing submaximal lifts, accumulating good volume, I promise you, your strength levels would, the rate at which your progress is going would like double, okay? Tends to be usually like high school kids aren't too sure of what they're doing. You know, they just want to lift as much weight as possible, as soon as possible, and usually leads to injuries or some sort of mishap going on, or they just hit a huge wall and they can't progress at all. And that's not what any of us want, right? We want our progress to at least seem linear, right? In the sense that we can tangibly see that it's going up over time, right? You want these things to be net positive, okay? They come in waves, right? Your strength might dip a little bit, but then it'll spring back up. It might dip, spring back up. But as long as the overall trend, if you were to put it on a graph, as long as the overall trend is net positive, then you're in the clear, okay? And it applies, again, not just to lifting. If you're a cross-country runner, if you're, you know, some sort of sport athlete, you know, any sport you're playing, this applies to, okay? Things come in waves. Waves. And it's one thing that I notice a lot, especially in like high school athletes. And it tends to be kind of like, well, not kind of, it is the coach's problem. Okay. A lot of high schools have, they don't have certified strength and conditioning coaches. They don't have people with a good, solid fitness background. They have people who played a sport at one point coaching these things and programming these kids' workouts. And even if they do have some sort of weightlifting coach, they're usually not that good. They're usually not certified in very many things. They might have, you know, gotten an in with the school or whatever. You find better people, obviously, at the collegiate level. I'm talking mostly in high schools. People that really have no place programming for high school athletes and kids and stuff like that. They don't have the right background for it. So it's a lot of times their fault. These kids don't understand, right? If you're a 16, 17-year-old kid, you're not well-versed in how to properly program yourself if you're, like, playing football and stuff like that, you know? So it's not exactly your fault all the time. But anybody can understand the concepts that I'm talking about here, okay? If you are a high school athlete, I know a few of you ask me questions all the time about lifting, about fitness, sports specific stuff. That's hard to say. you guys ask me questions all the time, and this is mainly what I have to answer on not a daily basis, but whenever I get these questions from high school athletes, this episode is essentially what I'm talking about. These are the concepts I have to explain to most kids. Learning to take a step back. It's super hard. You get that itch. You just want to go 100 miles per hour all the time, especially if you're in high school. You know, it seems like you never get tired. But I promise you, if you take a step back and you focused on things I'm talking about here, your progress will skyrocket. You need to understand the balance of these two things, the anabolic, the catabolic, okay, the exertion, the recovery, all these things. You need to find the balance. Otherwise, you're just not going to, something's going to happen. You're going to get injured. You're going to hit a huge wall. And sometimes I've seen people hit plateaus that last months because they haven't taken care of themselves the right way. Okay. And even when they hit the wall, they know they're at the wall and they try to go even harder because they're at the wall. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. It's like an asymptote. I don't know if any of you know that term, but, it's unattainable. It's not going to happen. You need to know when to take a step back. That's the biggest and most important skill for any athlete, anybody pursuing a better lifestyle, better overall fitness level. And it doesn't apply just to fitness too. Anything that you're doing, whether it's working. That's why people need to take vacations. That's why vacation time is, you know, legally required for people. That's why people don't work 18-hour days, 7 days a week, because it's too much. And many people will feel like they aren't doing enough all the time. I've trained a few people that felt like they weren't doing enough, even though they were training with me like 3 times a week. And I was giving them stuff to do on the other days. You know, they just went so hard for so long and they just hit this wall, and then they lose motivation because their body stops changing. They stop losing fat. They stop building muscle. They're tired all the time. They feel like shit. And it's all because they didn't understand these concepts. They went in the gym and they started abusing themselves. Essentially, that's what's happening. Okay. They didn't understand that there's a balance to all this stuff, that they're not going to get the fitness goals, or they're not going to reach their fitness goals by going 100 miles per hour. Like I said, they come in. Usually this is like the New Year's resolution people. They'll come in and they'll go so hard for a month, and then you never see them again. I see it every year. They come in. They'll come in every day for a month starting after the new year, and then you never see them again until maybe the next year. I've seen a few people come in 2 years in a row, but that's what happens. They don't understand the balance between these things. They get such bad burnout that it gives them a bad taste in their mouth from the gym, from fitness, from trying, right? It makes trying seem like a terrible thing to them. It seems hopeless because they didn't have anybody guiding them. They didn't understand this for themselves. They thought, if I can just, you know, reach my, if their goal is to lose like 20, 30 pounds, even more sometimes, and they don't do it in the set time frame that they want, or it doesn't happen quick enough, that's it. They quit. You know, it's interesting to see. You know, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody or to make it seem like people are stupid or anything, but it's interesting to watch because it happens to a lot of people. I don't know if they feel social pressure to behave like that, but for example, I think I've told this story before, but I trained this one woman. She trained really early in the morning too, so this made me extra mad about it. But she wanted to train at 5:45 in the morning, so I had to leave, you know, 5:15-ish to get there, which means I had to get up even before that. And I like to shower in the morning. I don't like to shower at night too much, or at least I like to shower in the morning because it wakes me up a little bit. Anyway, point being, I would show up and I would train her. And the first time that we trained, she wouldn't listen to me about rest times, right? We would do a set of something, right? She wanted to build muscle. She wanted to lose weight. So we were going to lift. And I was making her do cardio afterwards. And what she would do is not listen to me. I would say, we're going to rest 30 seconds. We're going to rest 45 seconds. She would put the dumbbells down, shake out her hands, and then go right back to it. Literally not even 3 seconds later. And I would say, what are you doing? And she was like, I don't need the break. I'm good. She got like really this almost like hysterical state of mind and like energy when she was working out. And I was like, you need to stop. I told you to rest, you know, yada, yada. And I did this probably a dozen times. First session, she pukes because she's literally just not listening to me at all. She's not even doing the exercises the right way. It's like, I'm not even there. She pukes. And then second session rolls around. Same thing happens. Same thing, same thing. Session after session. And what ended up happening, it became a habit for her, right? And so I had to tell her. I ended up not working together for very long, but that's what I'm talking about. She went so hard for so long, making herself puke every session. And then things just collapsed from there for her, you know? And that type of burnout is what a lot of people experience in the gym. And a lot of things, not just in the gym, but a lot of aspects of life too. They just 100 miles per hour, no breaks, no nothing, no thought behind it, no critical thinking. and they crash. She stopped going to the gym. I haven't seen her since. I know she still lives in that town. You know, because I trained people that knew her too. So this is what happens to people. You need to, like, I don't know how many times I need to say it, but take recovery seriously. Take rest seriously. Take the other aspect of the training seriously. The stretching, the recovery, the nutrition, stuff like that. It's arguably more important because it's going to keep you from getting injured, going to keep you from getting burnt out. It's going to make you feel better, okay? And people that go that hard all the time, they don't feel good. They're sore all the time. Energy level sucks. They can't sleep. They can't, you know, they don't show up on time to, like, sessions. You know, it messes every other aspect of their life up because they don't understand that they're abusing themselves, basically. Not basically, they are. That's what's happening. They don't understand it. So, I don't want to keep this going too long because I'm going to end up rambling and repeating myself, but progress is not linear. Things don't happen that way. Understand the yin and the yang of this whole fitness health thing, the working out and the recovery. Learn to tune into your body. Listen to what it's telling you, okay? It's going to tell you what it needs, whether it's rest, whether it's food, whatever the case may be. It's going to tell you what's going on, okay? Learn to tune in, and I promise your progress will skyrocket, okay? Instead of burning yourself out, instead of getting injured, instead of hitting a wall, you're going to be more in tune. You're going to be properly recovered for your workouts, and progress is going to skyrocket. So I don't want to keep this one too long, so I want to thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'd like to shout out our sponsors once again at HomeFit101.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com. HomeFit101.com is for those of you looking to lose weight. You go to their website, you're going to see a bunch of amazing transformation pictures with their diet system, and it's going to help you not only lose the weight, but keep it off, which is the biggest struggle people face with losing weight and transforming their body. So that's HomeFit101.com, and you can also go to HomeFit101.com/free guide for their fake healthy food guide, okay? And we'd also like to, again, shout out PassivePaychecksToday.com for providing you guys with free business tools, business courses that you can buy, you know, passive income ideas, how to build a website that will make you money. And you can also go to PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook for your copy of Russell Brunson's book, .com Secrets, which is going to help you learn about sales funnels, online business, and creating your value ladder to grow and scale your business. All right, so that's PassivePaychecksToday.com and PassivePaychecksToday.com/freebook. Thanks for listening.